In the San Francisco Bay Area, artists have long been unable to afford homes in the pricey area. Now, though, some are finding answers about an hour east of the city. It's a rural area nestled in the Sacramento and San Joaquin Rivers called the Delta. John Kalish reports that the creatives and farmers are finding a harmonious synergy.
The Delta is an easy day trip from the Bay Area. Part of its appeal is its natural beauty, the beautiful sunsets and migrating birds. Now newcomers are increasingly attracted to something else.
Welcome to Secrets of the Sea, the very first snack group. Please give it up for everybody that made this entire beautiful event come true.
On a huge barge docked in the San Joaquin River, a sea circus captivates an audience. A burlesque performer named Snatch Adams does her act inside a huge balloon. And a man standing on a floating raft swallows fire. The barge, which has real palm trees growing on it, was transformed into a floating performance venue by a team that included Heidi Petty. By day, she's a watershed manager, but she also runs a cattle ranch.
If you're willing to try things, the Delta will let you try them. I mean, that's why I like the Delta. I think the Delta changed who I was. It made me realize the things I could do.
That's true for Michelle Burke, too. Back in Oakland, she ran an industrial space turned home for many artists and makers.
The big question was, do I stay in the Bay Area, which is getting unsustainably expensive? My friends are being displaced. They're losing their workspaces, their art spaces, their homes. It was just unsustainable.
Burke traded the city life for a rural one. She now has a bunch of farm animals and sometimes puts a leash on one of her geese to walk it around town.
The Delta's still funky. There's no fast food restaurants in the heart of the Delta. I think everybody has kind of the attitude of mind your own business up here.
Bill Wells is the executive director of the California Delta Chambers and Visitors Bureau. He says locals seem content with their new neighbors, despite some hiccups.
The farmers seem concerned. They claim people are coming and stealing crap out of their farmyards. But overall, I think people are welcoming to a little bit of growth.
You can see some of that growth displayed on Main Street in Isleton, one of the bigger towns in the Delta. There's a new coffee shop, a new sandwich joint, and the Maywa Beer Room. Iva Walton opened the tap room after a fateful visit to Isleton several years ago.
I took a motorcycle ride out here, and I was just kind of blown away with the vibe.
Walton left Oakland, where she worked as a stage manager, and she's dived right into her new community, serving on the city council. But she admits she was a little nervous that she wouldn't get along with other residents here.
I used to think that Christians and conservatives wanted to kill me for being a big old gay, queer, whatever, and completely not true. There's been nothing but good treatment, and they have gay family members, and it ain't no big deal.
This pig farm on Brannan Island along the San Joaquin River displays the crafty DIY sensibility of Tim Anderson, a legend in the Bay Area's maker community. Anderson uses his battered sedan as a tractor and old apple crates to fence in the pigs.
The Delta is a thriving place without us newcomers. The people who are in the Delta are just amazing, wonderful people. There's something about the obvious flood risk that repels uptight control freak kind of people. It's actually possible to let people live the way they want to live.
That's why Anderson is encouraging more Bay Area creative folks to relocate.
My goal is to have all the high-functioning misfits move out to the Delta, because that's who's good for the Delta culture. We're plugging into an existing society that just is miraculously compatible.
And it seems to be working. One newcomer has started a cooperative gallery, and a nonprofit in San Francisco has started bringing visiting artists to do stints here. All that activity has allowed more folks to visualize what it would be like to call this place home. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.